Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Dirty Work Wednesday on the Z Morning Zoo.
What the heck are you guys doing? Trying to ruin my life and make me look like a freaking idiot?
Call 473-104.5.
Hello?
Hello?
For God's sake, who are you?
You're going to get it now.
Hello? Dirty Work.
Dirty Work Wednesday.
Hello.
So you think you can help me?
Yeah, we can help you.
Dirty Work Wednesday is on the air at 473-1045. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Caitlin.
Hi, Caitlin. What can we do for you on this Dirty Work Wednesday?
Well, actually, Ashley, I need your help, girl.
Finally, it's about time. Somebody asked the only smart person on the show for advice. Okay, so what's going on?
So I'm in a relationship with this guy who I really like, and he has this female for his best friend.
Okay, what's his name?
His name is Will.
Will, if you tell us his best friend's name is Grace, I think I have some bad news for you.
No, I haven't even thought about that, but that's funny. No, his best friend is Lisa, and apparently they've known each other since high school.
Okay, and you said that they're best friends. Like, does he have any guy friends or no?
Yeah, but he's like not the kind of... I don't know, like the, I'm going to go shoot some hoops and fix cars kind of guy, you know?
Okay, so is your problem the fact that he has a girl best friend and that that's not you?
I mean, not really. I mean, he explained to me when we first started dating how they were friends from high school and then they tried dating and then they ended up hating each other and realized that they were just better as friends.
Okay.
So you're dating a guy whose best friend is a girl he used to date.
Mm-hmm.
I mean... I don't think I could do it, but if you're okay with it, then...
Well, I was okay with it for a while, but then I started to notice that she would just, like, drop by his place some nights after she got off work, like, completely unannounced. I mean, like, we would be having a movie night, and she would just barge in. It just kind of got weird.
So, wait, she would come over his house unannounced at night?
Yeah, and I mean, she works at a restaurant that's super close by, so she would just, like, pop in, and then, you know, if you work at a restaurant, sometimes they let you take things. So she would, like, just let them eat the dinner that she brought over and then hang out for a while and then, like, bounce.
It sounds to me like this is not a threat to your love life. I just don't think this girl has that many friends.
Yeah, for sure. And that's what I thought, too. But then last weekend, I was over at my boyfriend's place and I found, this is going to sound crazy, but I found a hair tie in his bed under one of the pillows, like the pillow that I sleep on my side of the bed. So I immediately was like, who is this? And he sits up and gives me this monologue of how the night before he had to go pick Lisa up because she got really drunk and she couldn't drive home. So he let her sleep in his bed and he slept on the couch. And I'm like, okay, but were you going to tell me about any of this?
Honestly, it sounds to me like he wasn't planning on telling you any of that.
So this Lisa girl, who, for the record, at one point dated your boyfriend, spent the night in his bed.
And nothing happened.
I mean, that is what he says, so yeah.
Okay, so to the million-dollar question, then, do you believe him?
I do believe that they're just friends. When they're around each other, it's like, it's not awkward. I don't feel any tension or anything. I really don't think that they like each other like that.
Okay.
So, yeah, but when you take just friends and add just alcohol, some pretty weird things can just start happening.
Yeah, I agree. They could be just friends and still make just a mistake just one night.
Yeah, I know, but he did tell me that didn't happen, and I really like our relationship so far, so I am going to trust him on that.
Okay, well, if you trust him, like you said, then why did you call us?
Okay, but I'm not sure that I know that that's what I'm saying, but okay. I don't know if that's right.
So you trust him, but it'd be a lot easier if you had some hard evidence.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, so
we already know what he's going to say if we call him. He's going to say the same thing he said to you. He's going to say, oh, there's nothing going on. I say we call this Lisa girl and we try to get the truth out of her instead. That is, if you can get us her number, Caitlin.
Yeah, no, I definitely have that.
Okay. Are you willing to stay on and listen to what she says, even if it might not be what you want to hear?
I just want the truth, so I don't go crazy.
Okay, well, we're going to get the truth when we come back next.
Hello?
Hi, can I speak to Lisa, please?
This is Lisa. Who's this?
Lisa, this is the Z Morning Zoo radio show. Nick, Ashley, and Shaggy on Z104. How are you today?
I'm good. Am I on the radio right now?
Yes, you are.
Okay. Well, I don't want to be on the radio.
Okay. All right. Well, no problem. I just wanted you to know, like, why we were calling you today.
Okay.
So we were doing a topic this morning, and the topic was when your best friend becomes your lover. And we got a call from your friend, Will.
Okay.
So he told us about what happened to you guys this past weekend. Well, first he told us that you guys have been friends for a long time, right?
Yeah.
He said since high school.
Yeah.
And he said that since that time, you guys have always been tight, but you know, you've always been friends. But he said something happened this past weekend, and we wanted to get your side of the story about this, like in your words.
Okay, I don't know what story you're talking about.
He said that he came and picked you up after you had a little too much fun, and he brought you back to his place, and you ended up in his bed.
Well, actually, I ended up mostly on his bathroom floor puking most of the night, so.
But he said that you stayed the night in his bed, and then he kind of hinted that something happened that was more than something that just friends do.
He said that?
Yeah, what was he talking about? Like, exactly, in your words.
Okay, dude, I hate to disappoint you, but I have no idea. Like, all I know is he picked me up, I asked him if I could use his bathroom, I puked for a while, and then I fell asleep.
Well, when you woke up, was he next to you in bed?
No, he wasn't even home. He left me a bottle of Gatorade, though, which was nice.
So what happened while you were drunk and in his bed, then?
What are you talking about? Are you asking me if we had sex? Is that what you're getting at?
I mean, did you?
Okay, look. Okay, me and Will go back a long way, like you said.
Yeah.
Okay, we started out as friends. We tried the dating thing. We started being friends. And then that was, like, way better because we couldn't stand being in a relationship with each other.
Okay.
So, no, we didn't have sex.
But you did sleep in the same bed then.
I have no idea. It's possible. I don't know. I was passed out until about, like, noon the next day.
Huh, okay. Well, I wonder what that little thing Will was hinting about then. I thought maybe he was drunk, you were drunk, something happened.
Well, okay, if that happened, he'd be in pretty deep trouble because he's got a girlfriend.
Gotcha, yeah. Okay. Well, listen, thanks for helping us sort all this out.
Yeah, okay, no problem.
Okay.
Just please don't put me on the radio.
Right. No problem on that one. Okay, take it easy.
Yeah, you too.
Okay, so Caitlin, now are you feeling better after hearing this now?
Yeah, I am. Thanks, guys, so much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah.
I do still think that you should have a talk with him, though. Like, tell him, like, if we're in a relationship, the only person that needs to be in your bed is me. Like, me and you, and that's it. She should have slept on the couch.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.